Well, you know, we did call him the other day, and he answered the phone and said, "Hello, this is Big Fatty, the internet celebrity." So, I love him. I love him.
Now, and you know what I really love, when we were down visiting you guys, that they call him Big Fatty around the coal mine too. I mean, that is just slays me.
They're like, "Oh, you're here to see Big Fatty."
And don't people address packages and letters to him at the coal mines there to Big Fatty?
Of course.
Yeah. And they arrive.
Well, the funniest thing is, like, the USPS will deliver mail to his PO box to Big Fatty.
Absolutely. I'm sure he has his name on the box.
Right.
It says Big Fatty in big letters, and it's probably in that Simpsons font, too. I know.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
That is just slays me.
Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 240 of the BFO for Tuesday, the 6th of January, 2009. Coming up on today's show, Big Fatty does not have a single fucking note written down for today's show, so it's just going to be your basic natter, 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 natter. Oh, Lord. Lord have mercy. What a way to start it. Hi, everyone. It is the Fat One, and I'm recording this a little bit later than normal because I have just returned. Jesus Christ. I have just returned from the wing place with Larry Claw, and we had the baskets of $3 wings again this Monday evening. And even though you're hearing this on Tuesday, except for those of you on the West Coast who may be hearing it on Monday night and going to sleep, let me just rock you to sleep, shall I? Lullaby, lullaby, you are big and fat. Lullaby, lullaby, that old sea hag didn't do a show. Anyway, just had the $3 basket of wings. We had what were they? The lemon pepper and the teriyaki and the hot buffalo. But Big Fatty had a salad. I know. I hear you unsubscribing now. Something nutritious. Big Fatty had a salad. But Larry Cly had French fries, a basket of fries, which I stole a couple of those. And so I am just settling in. I've gotten here back at the Fat Cave, and I have not used the floss yet, and I probably should have done that before I started this. But I have had the fiber, so that may make me a little gassy, you know, because fiber makes me gassy. I don't know. Does fiber make me gassy? And y'all, I've got on the TV set, and I'm watching Ohio State University and Buckeyes. I think that's like a bean or something like that. It's not. It's a seed. A Buckeye. Isn't it a seed? I think that's what it is. Versus the Texas Longhorns, and that's just hot Texas boys playing football. And they're playing in the Tostitos Fiesta Bowl. And, you know, y'all, all the bowl games used to be played, you know, the important ones used to be played on New Year's Day. But now they've spread them out. So the Tostitos Fiesta Bowl is tonight. And that's with the Ohio State University. And they had the Ohio State University band. You know, they do that formation where they spell out Ohio, and then the sousaphone player comes up and dots the I, and that's supposed to be some sort of big hootenanny honor to do that or something. I don't know. But anyway, we had the wings, and and now I'm just phlegmy for some reason. It must the fiber must make me phlegmy. Maybe that's it. But anyway, we were leaving the wing place, and y'all, they're playing this game. Wait a minute, I'm going to back up a second. They're playing this game at the University of Phoenix Stadium. Now, y'all, do you know that the University of Phoenix is only an online university, but they have a stadium. So what's up with that? I don't know. But anyway, we're leaving the wing place, and we're walking by this laundromat, and y'all, there was this little kind of white trashy guy out smoking a cigarette with a hoodie kind of thing on, and y'all, it was hot here today. He had on his shorts and flops and a hoodie, smoking a cigarette, and y'all, he was just staring down Big Fatty, and I turned and looked, and he was staring right at me and just kept on walking, and he kind of started to follow, and Big Fatty thought he was going to have dessert there, but, you know, that didn't happen. But y'all, I tell you what, I hope he does his laundry every Monday night, because that's a nice little dessert to have. Anyway, Phlegmcast. That's what this one's gonna be. Now, y'all, I've got the dentist today, and you know that's I hope that goes well. I'm not setting the alarm. I'm just gonna wake up on my own in the morning, because y'all, I'm gonna tell you what, waking up on Monday morning to go back to the coal mine, I was not a happy camper. I hit that snooze button 3 or 4 times, and I was not a happy camper. But anyway, it was an okay day at the coal mine for it to be the first day back. It was not as bad as I thought it was going to be. And then, you know, not being there in the morning. Y'all, who is this new judge they've got on the American Idols? I don't know who she is. I knew they were going to have one, but I don't know who she is. But she seems to be making quite a name for herself. I don't know who she is. But anyway, being able to just wake up. And y'all, every day during the vacation, I woke up like at 7:30 in the morning anyway, so it didn't matter. But so it's just that extra hour, you know. I don't know. It's important to Big Fatty to have that hour. And you know what else is important? It's important for Big Fatty to do this.
It's time for Big Fatty's Cruise Update.
Y'all, did I mention I'm going on a cruise? Yeah, me and Miss Kitty and Granny and Miss Porter, we're all going on a cruise, and we leave 61 days from today. And there's nothing important about 61 days other than over the weekend, Big Fatty, you know, Big Fatty always has to make all the travel arrangements because, you know, for some reason he has become the Hitler of travel, so the nickname Hot Travel, Hitler of Travel, that's become my moniker, if you will. But Big Fatty had to find us a place to stay before the cruise on the 6th and the 7th of March. Well, y'all, I was looking on the interwebs, and most places down there were over $200 a night, and it was a lot of them weren't even available at the gay resorts and all, and I thought, well, maybe I'll try to do the casino down there where the engines run that casino at the Hard Rock. Y'all, it's $350 a night. So right before I got ready to make one, I said, you know what, I think I'm going to call the In Leather and just see if they happen to have a room Well, I needed three. Y'all, they had three at $169 a night. Thank you! You know, we stayed at the Inn Leather last year, and, you know, every room comes with its own sling. So, you know, how can you go wrong with that? But, so, we're all booked at the Inn Leather again. So, big, and I think the only reason that we could get in on the Inn Leather is because you cannot check availability or make reservations on the interwebs, because I think if you could, they'd already been taken. But you have to actually call. So, I'm glad I called. So, anyway, needless to say, we're all very happy. I'll have my own room, and Miss Kitty will have her own room, and Miss Porter and Granny will share a room, because, you know, they're the happy couple. You know, Granny told me at the bar on Saturday night, that's at the Patrick's Pub, that he had a dream that he was going to win the lottery. He was going to win the lottery, and coming back from the wings and getting cruised by the white trash boy in the hoodie tonight, Larry Class says, oh, the lottery is up to $150 million. I said, well, I guess Granny didn't win the lottery. I said, next time, Granny, you need to dream about what the numbers are, not the fact that you fucking won it. So, anyway. All right, y'all. since I'm so phlegmy, I think that I'm just going to spend a little time right now catching up on some more of these voice letters.
Hello.
Big Fatty, how are you? Happy New Year. I was calling to wish you good tidings of being a great grandfather. I think it's all time for everyone to know that Sarah Palin, as you call her, is your daughter, and her child, who was knocked up by some hockey player, has given birth. So you, Big Fatty, are a great grandfather. You're flying to Alaska to see the bastard baby. Are you not being involved at all? Also, I wanted to thank you for having Larry H. Vader on the show. Been so long since Lickin' Head to Toe. You know, we used to have a Tory to say, Tory. Couldn't even put it on video. Anyway, tell him I said hello. Call me. All right, Big Fatty. Enjoy your New Year's ham. Bye.
Jeremiah, I just have to giggle every time that that you call, but the bastard baby who by Sarah Palin's daughter knocked up by some hockey player. And y'all, I don't know what that child, that poor baby, she doesn't know, was it a boy? It don't know what it has been brought into this world to deal with, is all I got to say. Because can you imagine looking up and seeing Sarah Palin as your grandmama? You betcha! And, you know, the other grandmother, the hockey player's mom, she got arrested for running a meth lab or something like that. So I hope the child has good teeth, because, you know, her grandma, its grandmama certainly doesn't have teeth. Now, Jeremiah also brought up Larry H. Vader. That's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
And, you know, Monday was the day that the new podcast was supposed to debut, y'all. And it didn't download in your aggregator. You know, that's a big fancy word for aggregator. I don't know what a fucking aggregator is, but I know that it does something with the interwebs anyway. But in case it didn't download in your aggregator, let me just play you a little clip from Mr. Vader's new podcast. Yeah, just as Big Fatty had expected. Y'all, he is all mouth that one. You know, oh, I'm going to do a new podcast. It's going to come out on the 5th of January. No, ma'am. No, ma'am. And y'all, speaking of Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's...
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
You know, he's out there in the San Franciscos, and, you know, he's at the Macworld. And y'all, Big Fatty has got a feeling, and it's not from me touching myself. By the way, I am podcasting with pants off tonight. But I have a feeling that new iPhone Nano is going to be a reality, and hopefully by tomorrow's podcast, I will be able to confirm that reality. But, you know, that's just, Big Fatty's got a feeling. And you know what else Big Fatty's got a feeling about? The sky. Yeah, the sky.
Hello, Big Fatty. This is Sky. I just wanted to call and wish you a very happy 2009, and I hope everything is ruined for you and you eat lots of ham. You have a wonderful New Year's Eve, and I hope you have a wonderful day. Thanks. Bye.
Well, Scott, thank you so much. Big Fatty's had plenty of chicken wings already in the new year, that's for sure. Y'all, I did have a piece of ham this morning. I had a piece of country ham. Do you know what country ham is? It's real salty. But I had a piece of country ham. Y'all, it was so good. So good this morning. Because, you know, I felt like I needed to have some protein before I went to work. And so I made me a sandwich on some sourdough bread with a piece of country ham and a couple of scrambled eggs on top of it and just ate it as a sandwich. And y'all, it was delicious. Now, y'all, I will tell you one person who does or who used to, probably doesn't enjoy country ham now, but he used to enjoy country ham, and that is Eric the Southern Boy.
What's going on, Big Fatty? It's Eric. I was just listening to your episode, January the 2nd, and you were wondering what New Yorkers do on New Year's Eve. I don't know very many New Yorkers who do go to Times Square. It's kind of an outsider thing. I think it's that one of those things that you do one time in your life, but even if I wanted to, that wouldn't be something that I would do on New Year's Eve because it's actually my anniversary. That was my three-year anniversary. So I was out living it up at a nice restaurant and stuff. And then we went over to a friend's place and rang in the New Year that way. So that's what most New Yorkers I know do. They're anywhere but Times Square. You're fat.
Well, you're fat too. And y'all, Eric used to do a podcast. He doesn't do it anymore. And he used to be on several other podcasts. I don't think he does them anymore either. But anyway, y'all, Eric lives up there in the New York. And y'all, today, Larry Klai is flying up there to the New York. He is going to be up there through Saturday. And he's going to be seeing some of the Broadway shows and all kinds of things like that. And I bet, you know, Eric is also the vegetarian, but I bet at one time he enjoyed a piece of country ham also. Now, y'all, believe it or not, the listener map has loaded, and I have a couple of new people I want to say hello to on there. I want to say hello to Davey Dangerous. Davey Dangerous from the Fairfax, Virginia. And Davey says, thanks for all the train wrecks and, oh dear Gussie, and the ruination. And then I also want to say hello to Naught, N-O-U-G-H-T, from the United Kingdom. It looks like up in the northern United Kingdom. I can't tell if it's Scotland or not, but it looks like it may be upper United Kingdom. But it says, loving the show, man, straight English fan and honorary woman since 1993. Huh, who knew? And I've already mentioned Franco from Saddlebrook, New Jersey. I know I have. But anyway, Naught. That's interesting that you are an honorary woman since 1993. And, what do you think about that, Ron?
That is just slays me.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@bigfattyonline.com or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438. And give me your good gosh and gay. Me! has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.